Good afternoon and welcome to another stimulating season of the Intrepid Birdman Show. If you caught it before, then you will be aware that this is the program that comes with its own health warning. Listeners of a nervous disposition, switch off now. So, what have we got coming up on this week's show? In previous programs, we've looked at numerous do-it-yourself subjects, everything from amateur gynecology through to making your own atomic bomb. But this week, do-it-yourself taxidermy, how to stuff a sheep and get away with it. All this and much, much more just shortly. Plus, of course, contributions from our regular contributors, Alex Wright, Busby Barclay, Chris Law, and Steve Ryder.
Ooh.
Oh, and a trip into the Carpathians with Vlad the Impaler.
Ooh. Not off.
This my soul. Ness, quickly, a spare shirt. I appear to have soiled this one.
When you're on the doctor's couch, you've got to stick it out. You want to be a world champ, you've got to stick it right out. Don't be afraid to risk it. You know you must stay optimistic. You're gonna laugh if you stick it out.
Says white people have no rhythm.
Clean your teeth with your feet. Hug a bus or two. Take a sprout for a walk. Make a sand igloo. And if they fail to see it, stick it out so they can feel it. You're gonna laugh. Yeah, if you stick it out. You can help somebody you may never meet.
For example, why not just skip with balloons between your knees?
Those aren't balloons, actually.
Oh, yeah.
From the top of a tall erection.
Building, building,
you
building.
You can hear a shout in your direction. Stick it out. And make yourself laugh.
Stick it out quietly, or you can stick it out loudly.
If they fail to see it, stick it out so they can feel it. You're gonna laugh, yeah, if you stick it out.
Stick it out, you gotta stick it out.
How many times did your mum and dad say to you,
stick it out, stick it out, give it out.
If you can't stick it in, then stick it out too.
Yeah.
Fred is, he's too hasty. Now you never get nowhere if you're too hasty. So what you gotta do, Fred, you have gotta stick it out.
Stick it out!
Stick it out!
Stick it out!
Isn't it a sad moment when a dearly loved pet passes away? I'm sure you can all picture this scene. Old Fido, the faithful family Rottweiler, curled up in his favourite armchair one night. And then, when you come down in the morning, he's still there, stiff as a board, with his tongue hanging out and his eyes glazed over. Dead as a dodo. But what can you say to the children? Why not banish this moment forever with our step-by-step guide to posthumous permanency? Lesson 1. Taxidermy and the mystical art of preserving forever a permanent likeness of our faithful friends. Firstly, while it's a good idea to practice on something unimportant before making a start on old Fido, don't make the mistake of starting small. Avoid, as a beginner, hamsters, mice or small birds. There are so many fiddly bits to get lost in the pile of the carpet or swept under the table mats. Better by far to start with something pretty big so as to get a good grip of the subject. Say, a cat, a goat, or even the humble sheep. The second important thing to remember is that the animal should first be dead. Few animals will readily grasp the concept of personal immortality, and fewer still will allow you to interfere with them in this way in the waking state. The amateur taxidermist can easily be recognized by his failure to observe such simple guidelines, and neighbors will quickly object to the dreadful noises induced by a handful of horsehair and a particularly reluctant cat. Be aware also that the creature should be freshly dead, since the natural processes of decay can make the job particularly unpleasant should the subject be overripe. No matter how challenging it may appear at first sight, that dead horse that you found in the ditch last week is unlikely to prove a suitable subject. Well, I can see that you're all itching to get started, so I won't delay you any further. In just a few short moments, my assistant Brian will join me in the studio with a dead animal. And during the next music break, we'd like you to rush out and find one for yourselves. Join us in just a few moments.
Now I'll turn the key in my front door, and I'll step into a place I've never been before. Noises from my crib like a barroom brawl. Freaks in every corner. Walked into the living room to see what I could find, when I saw my stereo about blew my mind. The speakers are great, 10 feet in height. Bass was rocking, those creatures in the night. Ran to my bedroom, locked myself in. Had to look for an escape, didn't know where to begin. Heard the voices, she appeared on my bed. Yo, I tried to resist, but the rest going zed. Get on out, get on out of here.
Welcome back to Lesson 2 in Do-It-Yourself Taxidermy. I feel it should be stressed that the real art of the taxidermist is to preserve forever a frozen moment in time. A creature so taxidermed should be posed naturally in a posture reminiscent of silent contemplation. It's all too easy to get carried away at the stuffing stage. Too much filling can leave the subject looking bloated and unnaturally round. Ram that stuffing in too hard, and the features become distorted, giving rise to a startled expression, definitely not desirable. But before we even consider putting the stuffing in, we must first find a way to get the bones out, and of course all the assorted soft bits, whilst leaving the hide intact. So how can this be arranged? Well, it's not as difficult as at first it might seem. All creatures have natural openings in the hide, many of which are concealed beneath such things as tails. Ooh. And a neat purse-string stitch can easily draw together the exit wound, leaving all looking much as nature intended. Well, you ready, Brian?
Yes,
stand by for the demonstration.
Right.
Simply insert a sharp instrument into that anal orifice and enlarge the opening with a series of radial strokes.
Oh my.
Then plunge your hand in as far as it will go and simply get a good grip of whatever comes to hand.
Oh, it's disgusting.
How's it going, Brian?
It's vile.
I mention that rubber gloves are a good idea here.
After a couple of
practice yanks, you should find that most of the loose stuff has come away, giving you much more room to rake about. A good idea also to keep a bucket nearby to stash all the smelly stuff in.
Thanks for reminding me of that, David. Yeah.
Well, I should think that after that little jobby, you should be about ready now for a nice hot cuppa.
Oh.
So put on the kettle, and let's listen to some nice music for a bit. We'll be right back with part 3 in just a moment.
This is a disgusting mess.
Did I not mention putting down some newspaper, Brian?
No.
Oh, I thought I did.
We'll be right back after this
word. television.
So white and chocolatey too.
Television. It's so fresh.
Look at that shine.
Look at that shine.
Look at that shine.
Oh yes.
Lemon.
Chicken.
Liver.
More ice.
Gee, Mom, can I have some more?
Time after time after time. Time after time after time.
Just the way you like it.
10% real fruit juices.
You're soaking in it.
Time after time after time.
You won't believe it.
We're doing it.
We'll be right back.
After this word.
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 We'll be right back.
Now, how much would you expect to pay now?
Bargain! Bargain! Bargain!
Ready.
Here's
all you do. Not just one. Not just two. More than three. You get four and more.
It's fresh.
You pay only $9.99. This offer may never be repeated.
$29.99.
Operators are standing by.
$4.99.
Absolutely free.
Oh, yeah? We'll be right back.
After this word.
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 Word. Word. Word.
Order, here's all you do. Just call this toll-free number and have your credit card ready. Your size and color preference. Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Offer not valid in Kentucky, South Dakota, and Hawaii. And don't forget, with every 7 you order, you get one free.
Iron, niacin, and riboflavin.
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 We'll be right back. Right back. Right back.
100% of your minimum daily requirement.
We'll be right back.
Be right back.
Be right back.
Be right back.
And it tastes great, too.
Fresh.
Get down!
Walk it, mama!
You bet.
They do that.
Shake.
Get down.
Humana.
Call before midnight tonight.
Humana, humana.
Soft.
Oh, yeah.
And manageable.
Oh, yeah.
Plump.
And.
Tender.
And. Batteries not included.
We'll be right back.
After this word.
We'll be right back.
After this word.
We'll be right back.
After this word.
We'll be right back after this
word. Than this.
Welcome back to part 3 of Do It Yourself Taxidermy, Getting the Bones Out. In part 2, we looked at shifting the soft bits with minimal disturbance to the hide. Well, this is the tough part. You see, bones are pretty much essential in life. They stop your body flopping about, sliding off the sofa and such. They're pretty well stuck in there, Pulling them out without breaking the skin is a bit of an art. However, our old friend, the taxidermist, has developed a simple and ingenious method that is almost foolproof. Speaking of which, are you ready, Brian?
Yes, I'm ready.
Good. Having emptied the carcass of entrails, simply take a deep breath and apply your lips to the enlarged sphincter, close the nostrils and mouth by applying pressure to the snout, and blow as hard as you can.
You must be joking.
Repeat this until the animal is completely inflated. Then give a couple of sharp taps and shake vigorously. When you can hear a sort of rattling noise, just release the carcass and you'll discover that the bones are simply shot out.
Good God!
As the carcass slowly deflates. Points to remember: don't blow too hard. Don't attempt this method with anything larger than a goat. Don't point the animal at anyone. And have a nice clean shirt handy.
Well, you might have mentioned it before.
Didn't I mention the clean shirt, Brian?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I thought I did.
No.
Yeah, well, you'll remember next time, won't you? Stand by for lesson four.
Now you want some kisses on the bottom. Now you want some kisses on the bottom, don't you? Now you want some kisses on the bottom. Kisses on the bottom. Not off. Now you want some kisses on the bottom. Now you want some kisses on the bottom, said Fred. Now you want some kisses on the bottom. Kisses on the bottom. Not off. Now you want some kisses on the bottom. Now you want some kisses on the bottom, don't you? Now you want some kisses on the bottom. Kisses on the bottom. Not off. Now you want some kisses on the bottom. Now you want some kisses on the bottom, said Fred. Now you want some kisses on the bottom. Kisses on the bottom. Not off.
Okay, okay. Oh, that's quite enough of that. Take him away, nurse.
Come, Howard Ruby, come, beat
me. Hey! Hey, well, you put me down? What do you think you're doing, woman?
Good boy.
My good old boy. Oh, you're such a big
The Intrepid Birdman Show on BLR. Switch it off now while you've still got a chance. Nurse, quickly the screens. The Intrepid Birdman Show on BLR. We're back.
Indeed we are, and welcome to part 4 of Do-It-Yourself Taxidermy. In parts 1 to 3, we showed you how to hollow out the animal. And now that we removed absolutely everything from inside, we should find ourselves with just the hide to deal with. It's a good idea at this stage to clean it up a bit. Just turn it inside out and chuck it in the washing machine for a quick rinse. It's certainly best to avoid the boil wash and the vigorous spin cycles. Nothing could be more embarrassing than chucking in a Great Dane only to remove a Chihuahua. Whilst all this is going on, let's think about some suitable material for stuffing. Horsehair is the traditional material for this, though a little tricky to get hold of. Very few hobby shops actually stock it, and persuading a horse to part with some can prove dangerous. Old newspaper's okay, but a tad tacky, isn't it? Second-hand nylon tights, very much the same. Polystyrene, packing foam, or well-dried hay are all good alternatives, but you should avoid things that may go off, like bread pudding, sago, or tapioca.
Oh my God.
Be particularly careful to avoid things that may leak and spoil the carpet. Well, when the wash cycle is complete and the skin is thoroughly dry, stretch out the sphincter and sew in a hem and drawstring.
Right.
It should now become obvious that if the creature is to resemble its former state, then it will require some firm skeletal stiffening. To replace the bones that we took out earlier, a few hours' work with some stiff wire should do the trick, then wriggle that hide over and commence filling with our chosen packing.
Right, so this is foul.
Push it well down into the extremities, but remember not to force it in too hard.
Oops. Oh,
finally, when you can't get any more in, pull the anal drawstring and tie it securely.
Right,
although this method works well with most mammals, reptiles, and fish, beware, it is less successful with birds. Feathers are tricky and best removed before stuffing. This sadly leaves millions of holes in the skin through which air can escape when inflating the carcass. Try dipping the carcass in rubber solution first to block the holes, and then, after getting the bones out and whilst the adhesive is still wet, replace the feathers one by one.
What?
Best to number them first.
You must be kidding.
Well, that's about it for taxidermy. How are you getting on, Brian?
Well, as it happens, I've got a dead animal on my kitchen table, a bucket of bowels in the hallway, and something indescribably foul stuck to the inside of my washing machine.
Oh, damn.
Are you absolutely sure you know what you're doing?
Not absolutely sure, Brian, no.
What?
But we all had a lot of fun watching you do it.
Oh, no.
See you again same time next week for another great do-it-yourself spot.
Why do I get this terrible feeling that I've been stitched right up?
Perhaps because you have, Brian.
Sometimes I feel I'm gonna break down and cry. Nowhere to go, nothing to do with my time. I get lonely, so lonely, living on my own.
We present Vlad the Impaler, Episode 6, Vlad Applies for Family Income Support.
Here's who the next one is. Here's Mrs. Smith.
No!
Ah, sounds like Vlad the Impaler. Mr. Dracul?
Oh, that's me, yes.
Do come in. I'd like to talk to you about your application for family income support.
Right, let's get on with it then. I haven't got all day.
Well, I'm afraid, Mr. Dracul, it's more than a little irregular.
Irregular?
Yes. It says here, number of dependent children, 600.
Now unusual in that way, 200 wives, mister. I've been very busy.
So I see. And your occupation?
It's tyrant and bloodthirsty tyrannical dictator.
Yes, and I'm afraid we don't actually view that as gainful employment in these modern times, Mr. Dracul.
Yeah, it's good enough for me, Dad. It's good enough for me.
And sacking, pillaging and rape you've listed as...
Night work.
No, that won't do at all.
Oh, bloody hell.
And your income here is listed as tithes and tributes. What do you mean by that exactly?
Oh, you know what a tithe or a tribute is? Surely to goodness.
Perhaps you'd like to explain it to me.
A tithe or a tribute is a simple donation made by the grateful populace of this village for services rendered. A gold tooth here, a bracelet there, a flock of sheep, a herd of goats, a saber-toothed tiger,
no
a woolly
cash income at all.
Not as such, no.
Oh, do come off it, Mr. Dracul. You're the richest man in Transylvania.
That's bloody slander, that is.
Mr. Dracul, you live in a 200-room palace at the top of the Carpathian mountain range. There is absolutely no point in you pursuing this.
Point, you say?
No point at all.
You want to see a point, do you? Right.
There's no point that you could raise, Mr. Dracul.
You don't think so, eh? Come here, you bloated pen-pudding parasite. You're near that bloody stick. There's a point you'll never forget. Oh, you're all the same, you bloody bureaucrats. You've got no flaming compassion.
Would you take a seat, Mr. Dracul? I'd like to reconsider my position.
I'm all depressed now. It's time for a song, I think.
I wish I hadn't mentioned points. Oh, God. Ow!
All together now. That's a pretty little song, that is. I like that one, yes.
Thank you.
that song. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wigmore Hall in London for another of the Intrepid Birdman's classical music spots. Tonight, one of the Birdman's, and indeed one of the station's own favourite movements, Beethoven's Fifth Movement in A-flat, performed by the Sankey Orchestra, led by Monsieur Le Petitmont. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Beethoven's Fifth Movement in A flat. A remarkable movement, I'm sure you'll all agree. Thank you, and good night from the Wigmore Hall.
I'm no good at chatting up and always get rebuffed. Enough to drive a man to drink, I don't do no washing up. I always leave the stuff piled up, I piled up in the sink.
But you will always find him in the kitchen at parties.
Me and my girlfriend, we argued and she ran away from home. She must have found somebody new and now I'm all alone, living on my own.
why you'll always find him in the kitchen at parties. You will always find him in the kitchen at parties. You will always find him in the kitchen at parties.
Debutante said, I like you, my bra. She was into French cuisine, but ain't no cordon bleu. This was at some doing on the screen. I had no luck with her.
You will still find him in the kitchen at parties. You will still find him in the kitchen at parties.
Last I met a pretty girl, she laughed and talked with me. We both walked out of the kitchen and asked him a new why. And now I've done my time in the kitchen at parties. I've done my time in the kitchen at parties.
Welcome to They Said It Couldn't Be Done. Today, 3 miles off Beatty Head, we welcome Reg Carstairs, retired shepherd and part-time adventurer. Good evening, Reg.
Good evening, sir.
So tell us, Reg, what are you about to do?
I am, sir, about to descend in my home-built bathysphere all the way to the bottom of the seabed.
And they said it couldn't be done?
That's right, sir, they did.
Well, Reg, you now have the perfect opportunity to prove them wrong.
Indeed so, sir.
And it is a remarkable craft, Reg. Tell us, how long did it take you to construct it?
10 years of my life, sir.
And of what is it constructed?
Marzipan.
What?
Marzipan, sir. The devil of a job getting so much of it.
Surely, Reg, marzipan is an unusual choice of material for an underwater vehicle. What about the enormous pressures that you will encounter on the seabed?
Well, I made meticulous calculations, sir. The walls are very thick.
Yes, but surely cast iron or steel would have made a better choice.
No, sir, marzipan.
Yes. But surely marzipan is...
Very malleable, sir. Very easy to work with. They said it couldn't be done.
So you wanted to prove them wrong?
I've proved them wrong, sir.
Not quite yet, Rich.
Well, I have yet to descend to the seabed.
So, Rich, tell me, how did you test this craft?
Test it?
I trust you have tested it.
Well, no, sir, not as such. But I did read a book on the matter, and I'm confident in my workmanship.
Yes, yes, of course.
You don't believe it can be done either, do
well,
you?
Well, Reg, we're here to witness the attempt.
Oh, attempt, is it? Attempt, eh? Well, let me tell you, sir, marzipan was good enough for my father, and it's good enough for me.
Your father?
Yes, sir. The first to traverse the North Pole on a marzipan sledge, 1952.
Strange, eh? Don't think I've ever heard of him.
No, sir. Nobody heard of him after 1952.
So, Reg, they said it couldn't be done, yet here you stand, on the brink of fame.
Yes, sir. If you'll be kind enough to close the hatch.
Good luck, Reg.
I don't think I'd be needed to look where I'm going, sir. Not luck, just skills.
Well, they said it couldn't be done, but tonight, Reg Carstairs, former shepherd and now bathysphere builder, has proven what can be done by sheer determination and a hundredweight of marzipan. Good night from Beachy Head.
things in life for free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money. Everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money.
Can't I be like you, Jack?
Well, come on, I'll show you. Let's do it.
What?
I'll show you how. Come on.
Jack!
Oh, come
no,
on.
Jack!
Come on.
No! Wait, Jack!
Come on.
No, Jack,
come
I couldn't
on.
Possibly, Jack.
Watch closely.
Oh, that's disgusting!
All right, your turn. That was pitiful. Get some leverage to it and use your arms. Arc your neck. Now you see the range on that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go. Oh, that was better. You gotta work on it.
Really?
Get some body to it, you know? You gotta... God, look at that thing.
Stay back. Don't come any closer. Mother.
You are saving my heart and my heart will, heart will go on and on.
Turn that shit off, man! What's wrong with you, man? The record.
It has been a really great week for Hot Gossip, in which we have heard up-to-date rundowns on every minute Mr. Penn has spent in the penitentiary, also that Madonna's tax levy is over £1 million, and Boy George is still nursing a black eye, and Rod Stewart wouldn't even pose for the cameras, pushing his baby's pushchair at the airport. We go on to note that Kim's new video is too wild for TV. Kim Wilde's sexy new pop video has been banned from a top children's TV show. The sight of her romping on a bed with four men who were dressed only in boxer shorts proved too much. In the film, mostly shot in soft focus, Kim unzips her skin-tight dress and lies on a bed, running a string of pearls through her lips. She is also shown in a skimpy negligee as she sings, "I Want You Tonight." Last night, Kim admitted that some scenes had to be edited out of the video to prevent a total TV ban. Madcap megastar Michael Jackson wants to star in a new movie as a white man. Wacko Jacko plans to play American folk hero Johnny Appleseed in his first film, it was revealed this week. And the millionaire star will use top makeup artists to make sure he'll be all white on the night. The movie will be based on an old pioneer legend about a man who planted apple trees across America. A Jackson aide said the Appleseed story would not be filmed until his world tour ends in September next year. We just can't wait. London's newest nightclub was launched yesterday by Bucks Fizz stars Mike Nolan and Shelley Preston. They cracked open the champagne at the reopening of the Astoria as a £2 million live music venue attended by a host of pop stars, including Boy George and supergroup Queen. The club aims to give a break to up-and-coming groups, so we here at Clockwork Wireless will be keeping a lookout in that direction. We hear Madonna isn't the only one pining for Sean Penn as he moulders in and out of jail for all of 60 days. His dog Hank has gone right off his win-a-lot since his master was banged up. Madonna bought Hank for Sean as a present and says he nearly cried when he first saw him. He took him everywhere and even wanted to sleep with him. I suppose that's what you call a menage a trois. Next week I'll be bringing you more news of Penn and Madonna and how they're managing without each other. Till then, I'll be on the lookout for more hot gossip to bring your way. Bye!
And now news of a special exclusive on Clockwork Wireless. Yes, once in a while, once in a very small while, once almost in a lifetime, somebody produces a record that is so ghastly that it's brilliant. One of these such records is Jimmy Cross's I Want My Baby Back, a record until now unavailable to you, the general public. Here's great news of a special pressing hot in our hands. Yes, if you would like a copy of I Want My Baby Back by Jimmy Cross, voted the world's worst record, listen next week for details of how you can obtain yours exclusively through Clockwork Wireless. Gosh, what an amazing offer. How street credible, how amazingly trendy. Wow, I can't believe my ears.
I want my baby back.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Cheerio, here I go on my way. Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. With a cheer, not a tear, make it gay. Give me a smile I can keep all the while in my heart while I'm away. Till we meet once again, you and I. Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Cheerio, here I go on my way. Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. With a cheer, not a tear, make it gay. Give me a smile I can keep all the while in my heart while I'm away. Shall we meet once again, you and I? Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye.
Oh, what a shame. Well, we've got to go. Well, what a pity. I can just feel myself being torn away here. You've been listening for the past hour to the Intrepid Birdman Show, and before that to the Terence Anderson Spectacular. What a chap. You can write to us at the Clockwork Wireless Broadcasting Company, Suite 14, Creasy House, Tarbridge Road, London, SE1 4SL. What a salubrious address. I want everyone to sing along with this one.
Give me a smile I can keep all the while in my heart while I'm away. Till we meet once again, you and I. Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye.
Say goodbye, Overtinis.
Lot. Well, that's it. We're off.